But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, "Before I formed thee in thy mother's belly, I knew you, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations." There are matters I want us to look upon very briefly. This morning, we would yet build, because the evening, we will come to feast on the bounties of God. He says, before I formed you, before you were formed in your mother's belly, before your father and your mother even got to know themselves, before your dad asked your mom out, before she said yes, before relationship even started, God said, I knew you. There's so much truth in that scripture, showing that our expression predates time. We didn't start inside time, and so we cannot end inside time. Nothing time-based should have power over us, because we have lived in an eternal realm before. This is why nothing time-based can satisfy your true hunger. People have journeyed to the peak of their various careers, gone across several fronts, only to end up at the zenith of their pursuit and still sustain that emptiness in their soul. Because there is a yearning only eternity can quench. You have tasted of the wine of eternity. Nothing time-based can satisfy you. If you think marriage will satisfy you, you are waiting for a rude shock. You will soon be married, sitting down in the house, and then the question to your soul, what next? What next? This is why people become billionaires and end up committing suicide, because money still is not the end. There is a space in your soul only eternity can. You know, there are people here saying, I know, God, by God's grace, when I get what I'm looking for, I'll be happy. Your true happiness will never come until you return back to tandem with the realm you came from. It is eternity. He says, before I formed thee in your mother's belly, I knew you. Please tell the person by your side, God knows you. And I want to use a few minutes to establish how He knew you. You see, it's not only Jesus Christ that is the Word of God that became flesh. There were many things concealed in the first Adam that was revealed in the last Adam. The reason why they had to still make reference to Jesus as Adam is to show you that the Adam project that was truncated by the works of Satan, we want to show you how it is perfected. We want to show you everything we had in mind that we couldn't achieve inside Adam. So it was necessary that part of his portfolios is the last Adam. They made it the last to show you that no, there's no other work to be done. He has perfected the script. He is now God's SI unit for man. And it is God's intention to mass produce Jesus. So much so that the quality control office of God now uses Jesus as the standard. If you are not like him, you are default. So the scripture says, before I formed you, I knew you. So how did he know you? If you know the kind of energy, the kind of resources put to work to achieve just one human being's expression on the earth. Many of us, you will have a more robust knowledge of the things I want to share as a premise for what the Lord will be showing us in His Word this morning. The biological race that cells will have to engage for just one cell to be the one that will fertilize the egg. That one alone is a miracle. The fact that it is you, that one cell that prevailed. If it was another cell, the outcome cannot still be like this. There was a finger that insists that it is that one among millions that will win. Now, if you go beyond that, in Hebrews chapter 10, you'll find a very, very clear scripture showing us the intent of God and the procedures that God put in place before man finds expression. You'll find the Bible says, "A body hast thou prepared for me." Please, if that is in your Bible, say amen. Amen. The writer of that scripture in Hebrews 10 said, "A body hast thou prepared for me." Meaning, there was somebody called me. You only prepared a body for that me. It is another way to render Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Before you were formed, before a physical part of you was captured, I knew you. I sanctified you. And I ordained you. I'm going somewhere. I just need you to follow me carefully. Who did he know? Once upon a time, there was somebody somewhere crying. There was somebody somewhere praying. And you don't want to know the various prayer points that rises as incense before the holy altars of God. From different corners, different part of the world, different appeal. Some people are crying to God to rid them of the finger of affliction that have kept them bound for years. There are families that a curse is regulating the life of all the people who find expression in that family. So they don't know the last time any man of honor came out from their lineage. And so there is a cry from the lineage. Every prayer house mama goes to again. Every point of prayer, they are crying. Lord, can you dry our tears? As numerous as the prayer incense rises before God, this is how prophecies are formed. Because every time a prayer ascends to God, His responses, when He responds to the prayer of His people, the words that leaves His mouth as a response, they become spirits and they are alive. Because the word that God speaks, they are spirits and they are alive. That is how God created your spirit. Your spirit was created by a set of words that God was describing, responding to the prayer appeal from the earth. So everybody that is here, once upon a time, you were a prophecy in God's mouth of what He wanted to do. That prophecy became a spirit waiting for a body to give it legal access into the earth to come and fulfill the prophecy that God declared that formed your spirit man. It is on matters like this that nobody is a mystic. It is not possible to enter this world by mistake. There are too many protocols to make sure that there is an assignment before you enter. If you know how hard it takes to secure a body, the reason why you can now sit and think you don't know what you are here for, it is because you have not gone back to the volume of books. You see, Jesus entered time and all of the charade, the cloudiness of darkness that attempts to create a lot of, you know, misunderstanding as regarding your ordination. He came for him too. And so him too goes to the book he will be reading. The Bible says it came to pass that on this day he opened a particular place and he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And he began to read. And it occurred to him, "I am the fulfillment of this one." Guess what he told them after reading it? "This day, this scripture has been fulfilled." They came to John. And they came to question him. They said, "Who are you? By whose authority do you do the things you do?" And the prophecy of Isaiah said, "The voice of one that cried in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord." John saw that prophecy. And in the day where they came to question him, "Who are you?" His only response, he says, I am the voice of one. I have found my identity inside the scrolls. You will discover your identity in the cosmos. But whatever you discover yourself to be in the cosmos is a departure from the ordinance of God. You must discover yourself in the volume of books if your life will make sense. The best the cosmos will afford you is to categorize you into certain, you know, different. Mind you, if the things I want to say now, I'm just trusting the Holy Ghost to help me so that it will not be misunderstood. Let's say your pursuit is to be a nurse or an engineer. Graduated with a first class, top of your class. It will interest you to know that upon your achievement of that great feat, the cosmos has many copies of you. See, there will be some certificates that the only thing that is different, because some people will even bear your name exactly. One day they will say vacancy, they will put vacancy like this, then you see 1,000 people step forward for one job slot. In that 1,000 people are many copies of you. In the cosmos, your uniqueness will never show. Your uniqueness will only come when you discover yourself in the volume of the books. You will see many copies of you. They will say, okay, let's give priority to first class. Then among the 1,000 people, 200 of them are first class. So you still see, you cannot stand out. Then they now say, let's look for somebody that is from Calabar. 150 are from Calabar. And I say, hey, let's look for a Christian. The 150 of them are Christians. What criteria would they use now for? Hey, it is when men have tried all the physical metrics and there's nothing you can draw favor from. It is at that point people begin to journey into oracles and spirits. It is then them that do know their God. Something upon their head will begin to make them stand out when every other factor have made them normal. Why would they tell 150 people to go and only you should stay behind? There must be a spirit essence on your life. There must be something beyond the physical, something that can make them not understand why they are taking that decision, something that can command favor from another realm. You see, I'm saying this thing because the unfortunate reality is that too many of us were only laboring to discover ourselves in this world. And all the cosmos will do for you is to put you inside a category. You go and find your clan. We are many, many copies of you. The cosmos does not believe that you are special. Your uniqueness is only in God. Years back, we went for a bank job interview in Abuja. I mean, we were burning from campus. I just completed my MSc then, and so it was a very great fit for me. So I believe that there's no board of interview as that I cannot sit and express myself. We were busy rehearsing in the night about. First, we arrange our garments the way we will appear, because excellence must be factored. We arrange then the way you will smell. So that, you know, these are subconscious signals the people will pick. They do not know why they will like you. While we were busy investing in all of these physical metrics, a brother from Kogi, he came with a charm by his belt. Hey, them that do know their God. You see, the Bible did not say them that know God. He said their God. So anybody who comes with his own God, he will win the fleshy man. Go to the market. Even in the market, them that do know their God. Somebody will come and walk past 10 shops. All the shops selling the same thing. And come to the 11th shop and stop. And you saw what you are looking for from shop one. There is something. Anytime men have been put, you know, in the same category on any matter, the only hope now will be the world of spirits. So we went to the panel in the morning. So this person will come out. You know, we were so sure because the strength, our strength was in the arm of the flesh. So while we were in the waiting room, the brother got up and he wanted to adjust his belt. Then the charm fell. Then we saw it. Hi! It was too late for many of us. What we came with is, my name is. Hi! Jesus. Somebody came with an altar that would conjure favor from a realm where you don't need to like him. He wants to subvert that panel against their cause. So that even them, they will not know why he prevailed. Guess what? That thing he did is legal in this era. From the days of John the Baptist. It's about violence. Now anybody who is brutal enough, he will take the inheritance by force. And even heaven will give him accolades and say, Kai, you understand the language of priesthood. Whether he is of darkness, they will celebrate him. The sons of this kingdom, they operate in foolishness. Let me share something with you, maybe to put our doubtful minds to rest. Israel, the army of the Lord, took counsel with God. Do we go to war? God says, go. So they went. It was God that said. And when they began war, the covenant they had with God was giving them unfair advantage. The Gentile king took his firstborn son, the crown prince of the land. He offered him as a sacrifice upon the wall. Suddenly, God that told Israel to go to war, God came back quickly to Israel and said, stop it quickly. Don't fight. If you try this man, you can't conquer him. In the altar of sacrifice, he has a louder voice. In the Bible says, indignation broke out against Israel. Although spiritual hosts were fighting for them, what that man did, even heaven, they gave him accolade. You know, you're just moving with your sweater. People are clothed with fire. Somebody told you, we shall see. You without Jesus. You that is not living right with Jesus. You say, nothing will happen. Really? When a witch tells you, we shall see, she will not touch you. She is running to a realm. It's unfortunate you don't have any realm. And where both of you would have collided is a battle of realms. She ran to an altar, you two run to an altar. In the morning, both of you will see yourself and smile. Anybody on earth now without a secret life is a joker. You will waste over and over and over. In fact, in the day when war broke out in Ramah, the casualties were babes. The Bible says a cry was heard in Ramah. Rachel cried because her children are no more. You refuse to grow. When thrones go to war, the casualties will be babes. Those ones that refuse to grow, they just want feeding bottle every day. Feeding bottle. How would you feel when you have a child? He's now 40 years. He's still sipping feeding bottle. You don't know God. You don't know God. Hey, I want to say something, but I'll be misunderstood. However, if you must be the oracle of truth, you would risk being misunderstood. We can do without what I want to say. It won't affect anything. It won't affect anything. Let's not get distracted. Let's go back to what we're discussing. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. So as the incense of prayer were rising, God responding to those prayers. So God is now responding to, let's take a case study. An old woman crying somewhere in one quiet corner of a church unknown, and say, Lord, would you dry the tears of this family? Would you remember me, that my eye will see your salvation before I go to the grave? And her prayer rose to God as an incense. And God says, I have heard you. I have heard you. I would restore the years that the cankerworm has eaten. And as God is speaking, those words begin to form a spirit. That spirit will become a particular prophecy waiting for a physical body to go and happen inside the earth. Suddenly, one of her daughter, one of mama's daughter, will call her and say, "Mommy, well, I just want you to know I've taken in, I'm pregnant." Guess what? Heaven have secured a body for that prophecy that has been created. That prophecy is entering time now as God's battle axe to come and bring down all the installation of darkness that are responsible for the predicament of that clan. When the prophecy enters time, this is what I'm trying to share with you. God knows that you did not start from time. Me and you were together. I saw you as a spirit when I spoke you into existence. And so your first labor is to go back to the volume of books to discover the code that can unlock your identity. You know, I was telling you yesterday about prioritizing the word, and people don't understand yet. If you are not worded, the days that are ahead, you will betray your convictions. The things you think you believe, you will find out you don't believe them. Unfortunately, too many of us, our convictions are only built around the teachings we listen to. There is nothing that is a personal revelation that is a product of your own dealing with God. Something you heard from somebody, something from here and there. Those things will not suffice in the days to come. You didn't start here. You will not end here. There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains, and there are thrones, but only Yeshua who reigns forever. His kingdom, you know, don't bother yourself. I rose. Jesus. You know, sometimes when the brooks of inspiration open up, it is also spiritual maturity to focus on the matter on ground. If not, you will come for a conference and teach on something that is not the theme of the conference. Okay, my friend on the media desk, can you give me that scripture I asked for? Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13. Message. I hope it is read. Please. I want everybody to read together as loud as possible. 1, 2, go. When Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "What are people saying about who the Son of Man is?" Please, what question did Jesus ask? What are people saying? What is the popular opinion? You know, unfortunately, I'm trying to build that the conviction of many of us are only popular opinions, what people are saying. You don't know God, you don't know Jesus personally. Your only knowledge of him is based on what you heard. Has a scripture ever sent you before? Where you went to look at the scripture now referred you to another specialist, another scripture. You went to the Old Testament, then the Old Testament said, "On this matter, I would need Luke to show you something for me." They'll be sending you back and forth like this. By the end of that journey, you are illuminated. When you come out of that journey, utterance is part of the bounty of that kind of labor, because you have the capacity to reveal the things that your eye has seen. This is not the product of popular opinion. I'm still repeating it. Many of us, in fact, even prayer, many of you are not praying, you are just deceiving yourself. You will just go and connect with a people praying, and your own work is to be typing amen. You are joking. You are truly joking. You can't pray with your phone. Your phone cannot pray for you. Somebody type 5 amen. when demons come, you will need to understand the art of conjuring the presence. You, on your own, in your room, can you build an altar and summon the presence of God? You will wait until there's a heated prayer going on. You will now go and hey, in the day where they come for you, that's when you find how cold your altar is. You know, when we gather as a congregation, it is easy. It is easy to just be enjoying the corporate atmosphere. You don't know whether you are growing yet until you on your own, can you personalize that dealing? Now, see, I didn't want to say what I said now, but many of you, this is what is your undoing. You don't want to put in the work. Even to study the word for yourself so that you become what you are beholding. You went to look for one audio Bible and you use it as sleep therapy. So when you want to go to bed, you pretend. You say, it's entering my soul, it's entering my soul. You know? Who is deceiving who? And I say, me. You know me, there's something I like about myself. It is in the midnight I used to study the Bible. Guess what? What he meant by study is that he plays an audio Bible and it is a background like a sound. Then he slips off. Pretends for the first 5 seconds of the whole process just as though he's blasting the Holy Ghost. And then you are gone. Demons are laughing. Say, look at this clown. You know, when Satan is intentional about you, he will be inventing things to somebody now goes, downloaded Lawrence Weir's chant and say, me, Kai, the way I pray is true worship. Brother, I am begging you. It is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. I'm begging you, put in the work now. You can't, if it is this destiny, you can't prosecute it without a robust deposit in priesthood and in the study of the word. Before I got distracted, what was I sharing? Yeah, thank you. Popular opinion. So Jesus started to do a survey quickly. And so he released a questionnaire so that everybody will fill it and submit it. And guess what? For most times when we study this scripture, we thought Jesus just wanted to sample his disciples. But he was looking for one among them. One that is connected to the same frequency where he gets his inspiration from. Because he knows that he will not be with them forever. He wants to pick a leader among them. And the only way to pick a leader is to find from what source do you get your own inspiration from. So he asked them a popular question. This is while other people were campaigning for who will sit on his left and on his right. This is why other people were begging their mother to come and help them talk to Jesus. This is why a popular question was going on among the camp of the disciples. Who is the greatest among us? Jesus set an aptitude test in the spirit. And the question in that test is, who hears from my realm? So he says, what are people saying about who the Son of Man is? So the question first started from popular opinion. What are people saying? At that level, we will be many that know many things. Because, you know, you have listened to many messages. The doctrine of sanctification, cutters of power. You know, many people, when you give them the mic now, they will say something. People cannot, they cannot be in scarcity of what to say. The challenge is not what to say. The challenge is there a power that backs the things you have said? Is the government of the spirit, is it committed to your utterance? When I spoke to us yesterday, I was not giving you information. It was life I was giving you. And it is the product of my consecration with God. That is what meant, and that is what translated into a decision for you to change a way. Give a sinner this mic, he will be talking about the death of Jesus, and you will still not feel any. In fact, you will be angry with him. It is only deep that calls deep. So they started from popular opinion. Guess what? Everybody had something to say on this ground of what are people saying. Everybody was talking. Hey, they say, well, some said you are Elias. And suggestions were coming here and there. So Jesus streamlined the question. He wanted to thin the head. And he says, please give me my scripture. He pressed them. You see, I told you that it is a questionnaire. And how about you? Okay, forget what people are saying. Forget what people, what you hear people saying. How about you? Who do you say that I am? Suddenly it became clear that personal revelation of God is scarce. But what are people saying is a loud conversation. If danger breaks out here, you will find out you don't know God. It is the God of your man of God, you know. You don't know him. And the bad thing about not knowing God is that he too, he does not know you. Your voice is not, your voice is not regular, the altar of priesthood. It's them that do know their God that will be strong and do exploits. Do you know him? No. Now, you see, it will interest you to know that even if I come with deception, I come with heresy, and I begin to teach it and use the Bible, because of the scarcity of depth in the current day church, there will be many people that will be standing and saying, Rema! Hey, I will not call names. I will not call names because of honor. But if we want to go by the truth, there are many churches that you have nobody sitting down listening. But it will interest you to know that with this very obvious departure from the truth of the ways of the early apostles, you still have a large congregation sitting down. You know why? They don't know God. The only thing they know is, what are people saying? Maybe I will say, let me say something in a parable. It will be important for the land. Somebody wakes up and says, it was not God. It was not God that Elijah prayed to. It was not God that sent down the fire. It was Satan. And the church is still full. The only diagnosis of that matter is that what they have is, what are people saying? And if anybody say anything, they say, it makes sense. Hey! And why he's talking? Some people will now stand up. Somebody got up. He just woke up. Woke up and said that Jesus did not ascend into heaven. That he disappeared and entered into the hearts of the disciples. Why you are laughing? If I show you the person, you will start weeping. And it's a product of part of the things that have shaped us. That he disappeared into the hearts of the apostles. Hey, and as was talking, the pain in my heart was, I saw people standing and doing like this. Jesus. Guys, such a truth have not been heard before. What they have is, what are people saying? That same person got up and said, there's nothing like Holy Communion. A Holy Communion is an outdated thing. Hi, Jesus. Why? You see, this is why in these end times, it is important that you know God for yourself. Just know God. For no reason, just know him first. And so Jesus proceeded. See what he did. When he asked that question, who do men say that I am? Suddenly, no other person was talking. Everywhere was quiet. Only one man. He was looking for the person that would become the leader when he moves, because the house that is left without a leader is divided already. Suddenly, Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now, pay attention carefully. I want to show you what happened. Next verse. Jesus came back and looked at Peter and said, God bless you, Simon. I was looking for you since, although you have been with me, I just discern where you stand. God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. Did you see it? This kind of knowledge is not in teaching. It is intimacy that bets this one. You must walk with this God to know this one. And this is what I was looking for. I thank God that among those who follow me, there is one that God spoke to. So he said, God bless. Have you said God bless you to somebody? They did something that you were happy with. His heart was almost failing. That is there none? Is there none with me that hears from the frequency that I pick from? Suddenly, he heard one. And he said, God bless you. God bless you, son Barjona. You did not get this answer from books or from teachers. See what he said. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. Next verse. On the strength that you have found me and you have discovered my true identity, he says, now I am going to tell you who you are. You will never know who you are until you discover who God is. I'm going to tell you who you are. So Simon has been a fisherman. Cosmos. The best submission of himself is that we have been in this trade for generations. My father before my father. If you go and ask, just ask around the best fishers, they'll tell you. When Simon give you his CV, you will learn many things on vocabularies on fishing. But they wanted to show him something that was foreign to everything he has built in the cosmos. He says, now I will tell you who you are. That knowledge of who you are is superior to anything the cosmos bestows on you. Who am I? And God knows, I say this thing with an absolute level of sincerity and conviction. Those were the title of a majority of my retreats. Lord, who am I? Who am I? I know everything the cosmos can give me as a submission concerning my identity will be a joke compared to my true standing in God. Who am I? A whole 3-day retreat is one question. Who am I? Sometimes he would stretch my mind. He would take me to ancient times. I will see myself in meetings, the way the people were dressed there. I say this thing with a level of carefulness and caution. I believe that the past, the future, also the present, of course, all of these dimensions of time are still open for participation. You can still interact with the past. Although it is past, it is not past to everybody. You can still go backward and change something you didn't like from yesterday. I will tell you why I am sharing this with you. I've seen myself in a meeting where Papa Benson Idahosa was teaching. And he was teaching life, not recorded something. He was teaching, I was seeing him. After he was teaching, he came and looked at me and told me, you, wait behind and see me. The meeting finished and I sat with him and he says, who are you? He says, where are you coming from? And in that encounter, my responses are what built my conviction. I want to share with you. I remember telling him, my name is Efa and I came from 2019. Those were my words to him. 2019. So my address was time. It meant that encounter was happening in real time. The scripture says, yea, I come unto Mount Zion. And in that place where men converge, there are many possibilities. In fact, the spirit of just men made perfect, they are still available. You can still interact on Mount Zion. Having said what I've said, let's end that scripture very quickly. He says, and now I'm going to tell you who you are. really are. That's an emphasis there. He says, you are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church. A church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. Peter, you qualify to be the ground upon which I will build this thing. But how did you qualify? There was a questionnaire that only you tapped inspiration from the source where I received mine from. I feel we need to pray so that we converge in the evening. What instruction did I give yesterday as regarding the posture we will come with? Come is important, very important. Some of you, you as of now, you have already broken that instruction. It's dust. Small kara, you can't say no to. It's dust matter. Is who you are. We are going to take a prayer quickly. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 7. So that we go. Give me the King James Version. That particular emphasis on the message was just for that particular verse. Can we all read together? 1, 2, go. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Listen, there is none that calleth upon thy name. See my emphasis? That stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. What does it mean to stir up yourself to take hold of God? Although Samson was equipped with a supernatural ingredient of strength in his life, there was a way he put that strength into work. He stirs up himself. He stirs himself up, and suddenly a realm of power will be quickened. The Bible is telling us here that there is none among us who is ready to stir up himself to take hold of God. The responsibility of taking hold of God is now your own responsibility. It's yours. And you do that by building up yourself. Chapter 1, verse 20. You build up yourself, rise like an edifice in your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. You are the one to build up yourself. You are the one to increase your capacity by stretching in the place of prayer. But there is none among us that stirreth up himself. Maybe we gather in church, and after, you know, a sermon, it ends in a prayer, and so we pray, you know, for maybe 30 minutes. When we go home, the average Christian, sir, that's the end of priesthood for him. In fact, there are people here, your prayer life is only as effective as Satan attacks you. If there is no attack, you are cold. And any time the spirits discern your methods, they kill your priesthood by making sure nothing provokes you into prayer. There are people here, prayer is only an arrangement of receiving from God. You have not discovered prayer as fellowship and intimacy. There are people here, prayer is about you talking. You are the only one talking during prayer. And they have never known that there is a portion of prayer where inspiration will enter your soul and you will be still in that moment. There are people here that don't enjoy prayer because it has not become a point of fellowship. There are people here that God is only an ATM machine for them. I receive, I connect, I tap. Many cliches, and they are still discovering more. Until we stay ourselves, he says, we cannot take hold of him. Don't continue this journey with the knowledge made available to you concerning your identity in the cosmos alone, you will need a superior revelation of who first God is. On the strength of your revelation of God, He will now show you who you are. There are brothers here. You need to put a hold on all the activities. You will need to take a retreat quickly. There is a need to return to the drawing board. You need to understand the things that is not revealed to the carnal man. You need to understand something about God that will become the basis for other superior revelation about yourself. The things I share with you, I am conscious of the particular deposit of the Spirit that I am impacting on you. And it is the product of my priesthood and my consecration with God. When you leave this meeting, you will find out that even if you never wrote down any vow, any determination, or any kind of statement, there will be an extra energy to live pure before God. It is a reflection of my own secret life. I am aware that anything I am, it will become the product. That will become the expression on the life of anybody who listens to me. I know why God emphasizes that them that nameth the name of the Lord must depart from iniquity. You can become a particular system that is broadcasting flavors of lust into the soul of men, and the place you are operating from is the pulpit. You can be leading prayer and you are drawing men into perversion. You can be singing a song and it is Hades that is broadcasting various frequencies of lust and captivity into the soul of men. And so yesterday the Lord helped us, gave us a level of insight and strength to begin to journey on the corridors of consecration. Today, God is revealing more and more to us as regarding why we must insist on the word. Grow with it. Labor on it until you become it. If you come into the knowledge of God, you will now discover who you are. You cannot be known outside God. It is to what extent you have found God that you will find yourself. Can we bow our heads wherever we are? This is a solemn convergence. So I don't need to charge you up before we go into prayers. And I will definitely not give you a prayer point. It's a moment for sober reflection. Everybody, you will need to discover something deeper, something more eternal about who you are, something beyond everything the cosmos has made available. You will need to reflect on the outcome of the life of the average man from your lineage and see if the storyline truly reflects that men were able to fulfill their ordination. When you find out it is not normal, it will be a good time to engage priesthood quickly. And refuse to end like that. There is no amount of deliverance. No amount of deliverance service. No amount of oil. No amount of laying of hands. None will be compared to the level of freedom you can secure when you know God for yourself. I want to know you, Lord. Open my eyes. Teach me your ways. Show me your path. Are you praying? Are you praying where you are? cannot help myself. I cannot know you by myself. You have come to the gates of heaven. This is where angels ascend and descend. Make sure you are praying. Let your soul not journey. Let your heart not be carried away. Would you not be desperate this morning and ask the Lord, I don't just want to know what people say about you. Who are you? It's been a while he came to you in clarity, showing you many deep spiritual things concerning himself. Now you are so busy and all of your interaction with him have become superficial. You will cry again and say, take me back to that place where we used to meet. That place where I used to just lie down in your presence and be lost in your glory. Take me back to that place where I saw your face, where I could wear you like a perfume. Hey! It's a call for intimacy this morning. If you are not a lover in this place, you will not understand this message. It's only for lovers. Lovers! You have departed from your first love. You have become busy. Many things have seduced your heart. You probably have also begun to use God. God is only a means to an end. You use him now, and there's no longer a personal relationship. Today is a good time again to bring down every high thing that has exalted itself above the knowledge of God. Holy Ghost, I love you. I love you. Take over. Take over. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Are you praying where you are? Are you praying where you are? We are almost going. We are almost there. But please, by all means, touch God, brother. Touch God, sister. Holy Ghost, I return home. I have wandered away. I return. I return. I return. I'm asking you to pray now.
Because in the day when thrones, when scepters will be released to men, that same questionnaire will be shared. Who do you say that I am? And only those who know their God, only them will be strong and do exploits. You will need to know him now. Who do people say that I am? It will not suffice anymore. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. That was Moses' prayer. The prayer of Moses is show me your glory. The prayer of Paul is that I may know you. What are these men looking for? What are they searching for? They want to go beyond. They want to go beyond the syllable of the religiosity of their time. They want to touch something that is not on the pages of books. He says, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. You did not learn this by book. You did not find this by teachings. Jesus. Jesus. Call unto me, he said, and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you know not of. Why are you satisfied? Brother, sister, why are you satisfied? And you have not touched God. You have not found him. All of the days of my life I'll be. Calabar, is this the hungry generation? Are these the people who want to take God and reveal him on public display? Is this how much you want to witness to a people in darkness? Brother, listen to me. Witches know their God. Herbalists know their God. How comes you don't know your own? And it is not even provoking you yet to pray. Reveal yourself to me, oh God. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Hide not your face from me. Hide not your face from me.
Because when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say.
Oh, Sahapala Hebele Diatarabas. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, we are ascending. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. When the glory comes
higher,
there'll be no words to say. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh,
the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, can you stir yourself up? Can you stir yourself up? Can you stir yourself to take hold of him? Can you stir yourself? Shaye ilata pata pata regede berekete barakada shapa pa 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 ratatatatatata shetwata pa 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 zarate
Let the door. A heart to pursue, a heart to press. Oh God, a prayer for intimacy. Zata, la kwatwa kata, la da kaya, mando brakata, kanabarakata, kanabarakata, leko barakata ya, leko barakata ya, luka kapasa, mata kabrasata, eloko koba, mande kabrasala.
Give me you.
Yes.
Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
Lord,
give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Fire.
Oh.
Lord, give me you.
Give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Say, give me you.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me.
Listen. Don't stop praying. Don't get distracted. We are building up. We are mounting up. We are stirring up ourselves to take hold of God. We want to download something. We want to download something that is not normal in this generation.
Whatever you want to do,
yes.
Lord, you can do through me. Wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go through me. Whoever you want to bless, Lord, you can bless through me. Whoever you want to change, Lord, you can change through me. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go through me. Whoever you want to say, Lord, you can say through me.
Please We refuse to remain the same. We refuse. We refuse. Brother, rebel. Rebel against captivity. May I not be fake?
Oh, yeah.
May I not be fake? Oh, I carry the Holy Ghost. May I not be fake? Oh, may I not be fake? May I not be fake? Oh, I carry the Holy Ghost. May I not be fake? Oh, may I not be fake? May I not be fake? Oh, I carry the Holy Ghost. May I not be fake? Oh,
may I not be fake? I carry the Holy Ghost. May I not be fake?
May I not be fake? May I not be fake? I carry the Holy Ghost. May I not be fake?
May I not be fake? May I not be fake? I carry the Holy Ghost. May I not be faithful? May I not be faithful?
I refuse to be
faithful.
I refuse to be faithful.
I carry the Holy Ghost.
I refuse to be a hypocrite.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.